Hello and welcome to Ignite, podcast number 3. I'm your host, Christine. And today in this podcast, we are actually going to explore our natural rhythm with life and how we can create harmony with the duality of what we perceive to be good and bad. So since my last podcast, I had the opportunity to take a small break, which was very welcoming, from work and head to the country and the seaside, which I welcomed wholeheartedly. I haven't been able to get away for quite some time, and it was just lovely to be able to just slow down. I'm pretty good at taking time out for myself, and I do this quite frequently. But there's just something about removing myself from my daily routine, and it just gives me the opportunity to fully switch off and recharge. So I enjoyed my short time away on the south and southwestern coast of Victoria. My first two nights were at a farmhouse with chickens and cows grazing in the distance, and after that I stayed at a place on top of a hill overlooking the ocean. Absolutely bliss, loved it, loved every moment of it, felt at home, loved the fresh air, just being able to just switch off. So at both of these places, I had the ocean on one side and the trees on the other. Can't get better than that. And the beauty of it all was the peace and quiet surrounding me. So unless I went into the town centres, I couldn't actually hear any cars. I couldn't hear people making noise. I couldn't hear sirens in the distance, which actually seems to be quite frequent these days. So it was just lovely to escape that. It was peaceful and just exactly what my soul was calling for. So just before my break, I made a conscious decision to really just scale back on social media, as well as television and radio. So have you ever done that before? I bet you felt a difference, just like me. It was like going on a mini detox for my mind, my body, my soul, where I just truly cleared out the clutter. I also discovered that most of the clutter was internal noise. And once this was gone, after a period of time, I could think more clearly and get into my natural flow of just naturally being. And this is what this podcast is about. It's about discovering, because it's always there, our innate flow with a natural cycle of life, but also acknowledging that there will be ebbs and flows. So with that in mind, it was at these two places where I had the ocean on one side, trees on the other, but it doesn't need to be like that. It just needs to be a place where you feel at peace. But these places actually automatically went into a comparison mode. In other words, in my serenity mode, I started to compare my life with what I would describe as the good and the bad experiences. And I came to the realization that if I haven't experienced chaos, then how can I be sitting here right now in appreciation? Meaning, how can I be sitting here in this beautiful environment, appreciating that without having chaos? So how have I come to segregate my life in a way where I look at experiences as either positive or negative, and then judge myself accordingly based on these findings? If we just went with our heart It would teach us to accept ourselves in all of its entirety. Just look at nature and how perfect nature is. I mean, a tree doesn't judge itself. A bird doesn't judge itself. The flowing water doesn't judge itself. Because nature knows no judgment. It doesn't rate its day by what went wrong and what went right and what went wrong. Because in nature, there is no right or wrong. It just is. That's why nature gives the most profound experiences of letting go and just being. Listen to your heart. What is she telling you? Naturally, being is just that. Being in our natural state. No judging, no guilt. And this is why nature makes us feel good about ourselves. There's something about being out in the fresh air, amongst the trees, listening to the birds, and filling our nostrils with those familiar scents. It reminds us to be present and to accept what is, because we don't always accept what is. Because we are in this chaos of good versus bad. So it reminded me to appreciate the good with the bad and everything in between. Because how would I then be able to do a comparison? How would I know and learn the many different shades of life? There's a saying that goes, and I'm sure you've heard it, you have to experience the bad to appreciate the good. Life has its purpose. The good, the bad, the ugly. Don't we know it? It's about embracing all of our life and not just parts of it. Because we tend to judge different parts of our life, which make it somehow separate. It's also not about branding what's good and what's bad. Life will come with its ebbs and flows and it will define who we are. But it shouldn't dictate how we live our life. So we know nature is our wisest teacher and is innate in all of us because our natural way of being is to connect with the part of ourself that yearns to walk barefoot in the soil, to walk amongst the tall trees, to touch the leaves and smell the earth, and to be able to bend down at a flowing stream of water, cup our hand and taste the sweet nectar of pure water. Have you ever done that? Gone to a flowing stream and actually cupped your hand and drank that water? It's you can't describe that taste. Very different from fluorinated tap water, I can tell you. So I highly recommend that when you come to a flowing stream, drink the water. Don't be scared. Reach down and drink it. It's not going to make you sick or anything. So it begs us to let go and let be and to love ourselves completely without the need for self-criticism. It's all about balance. So everything that is natural is not obligated to pull or push us in a direction that makes us feel down on ourselves. And it doesn't demand attention. It doesn't distract us and it absolutely does not take us in the opposite direction of our values, which will happen if we only concentrate on the part of ourselves that bring us down. If you want to become empowered, and you know this is what my podcasts are about, it's about empowerment and looking at the different areas of our life that where we can become empowered, then I invite you to discover your unique natural flow. listen to your heart. Always listen to your heart. Your heart knows. Your heart knows. And let your inner abundance, let your inner abundance flow throughout your whole being. This is where the magic resides. It truly does. It's already within you. And isn't life just wonderful when we are in the flow? Have you ever been in that flow where everything just feels right? It feels good. That's when you're accepting yourself in your entirety. So let's consider ourselves more and the things that serve us best. The idea of good and bad doesn't really serve us and only leaves us feeling depleted. Putting energy into this belief is merely judging aspects of ourselves that ultimately split us into two sides. It splits us into two sides. And that's when the judging comes in. It's a bit like having an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other that are constantly fighting with each other. This kind of thinking can cause us to feel confused, guilty, and unworthy. So here I have talked about the duality of good versus bad, because I felt that I couldn't talk about naturally being without also talking about the challenges that prevent us from entering our natural state. So this is a very short and sweet podcast, and I hope it inspires you to look at your life in its entirety and to look at the distractions that are stopping you from being your unique self. Because we all of us deserve to live in a state of just naturally being. And as always, may the fire within me ignite the pilot light within you, and may the fire within you ignite the pilot light within me. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.